Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following Columbus farmer Phil Davey from planting to harvest. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, as harvest winds down, Phil looks ahead to winter and beyond. When bow hunting season opened last week, Phil's mind, for weeks solely occupied by harvest, harvest, and nothing but harvest, started to wander.
My mom and I drew the either sex tag for our ranch this year, so it's the first time I've drawn it in 13 years.
But there is still farming to do, in spite of the draw of getting an elk.
We're on the downhill slide here. I think I will go from the combine probably to planting winter wheat.
Phil's process has been slowed by frequent small thunderstorms that drop a quarter of an inch or so at a time, just enough to delay combining. When it's sprinkly and fairly cool as it has been, there's nothing to do but wait it out, usually until the afternoon. It's useless to combine when it's wet.
One, you have wet grain, and putting wet grain in the bin is not a good thing. And two, the combine doesn't work as well when you're harvesting damp crops. It just doesn't thresh. Sounds like you're throwing rocks through your combine. It clangs and bangs. And
Phil's super excited he's on his last irrigation pass of his field corn.
It's a matter of pushing the moisture probe in the ground to see what I have for soil moisture. I have enough now that I can hit it this one last time. It'll finish the corn as well as it's going to finish, keep the test weight of it. It's always a nice feeling to be shedding the last gate because I've been doing it all summer and I'm tired of it.
Next season, Phil will have his center pivot irrigation system up and running. That's one upgrade that will change the game for growing a crop that's always been vital to the farm.
We used to have a feedlot. 100% of the acres were corn on the irrigated. Like in the 60s, 70s, 80s, that was silage corn. So they would chop it and feed it to the cows. And then we got away from corn altogether for quite a while. And when I came back to the farm, corn prices were really good, so we're like, well, let's try corn. Well, it turned out it worked really well in our rotation and what we've got going on our farm.
Phil's corn is stored in his grain bins through the winter and gets delivered on demand to the Gallatin Valley, where it's rumored to feed Ted Turner's buffaloes.
That is another thing about when you raise corn. There's a lot of bushels, so you have to have a fair amount of storage. If you don't have somewhere to go with it right away, which a lot of places in Montana don't have somewhere to go with it right away, like to an ethanol plant or to a big elevator that takes corn.
But if you can store it, it's definitely worth it to grow it, as Montana doesn't produce enough corn to feed its more than 2.5 million head of beef cattle, so it's shipped in from out of state. Phil can price match without losing too much to shipping costs.
It's a really good deal for us.
Looking ahead to the fall, Phil's replaced a couple of parts on his air seeder, penciled out his fertilizer costs, lined up the agronomist to test his soil, and purchased his seed. He's ready to roll into the next season and well beyond.
So if you have it that you like to farm, you never get it out of your system. I don't know how to explain it, but it's the way it is. So you either have it or you don't. I have had it since I was a little kid. And I always knew I wanted a farm, but I didn't, you know, it was good for me to get away, experience the real world, do something different, and it makes you appreciate what the place has to offer, or you realize, I guess I don't want to go back to the farm, or yes, I do want to go back to the farm. It could go both ways.
That's it for Season 3 of Field Days. A huge thank you to Phil Davey from all of us at Yellowstone Public Radio and the Prairie Star. Join us for Season 4 beginning this November when we follow a Montana sheep rancher through the bitter winter to spring lambing.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. Theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.